When did it first get started?
1830, a settler came, Dr. Curdy, settled at Tandarook. He went home to Scotland, found a bride and came back with workers to build his homestead, and they settled in Cobden, which was then Lovely Banks. He, because of the social way people were at the time, the workers couldn't live near the homestead, so they settled where there was a spring just outside this town and called it Lovely Banks, and most of the generations later, there's still some of their relations here. All the streets in the town are named after Dr. Curdy and his workmen mainly. Cobden became a gazetted town called Cobden because at that stage there was another Lovely Banks near Geelong, so they couldn't have two of them in Victoria. So Cobden was named after Richard Cobden, a very forward-thinking politician in England. And that's how we all began.
So was it very much a sort of pastoral kind of beginning then?
Yes, it was bushland, covered in bracken fern, most of it. And yes, it was always cleared. Came Dairying, our local factory, which is now Fonterra, was the first cooperative formed in the Southern Hemisphere in 1888. A cooperative was formed and other factories followed, all Dairying. There were small dairy, small little factories, cheese manufacturing, and all over the area, people did their own thing, but this cooperative was formed and Fonterra has grown from that.
Yes, certainly. I mean, when you drive into Cobden from Warrnambool, the landscape changes quite quickly, doesn't it, to become quite dense. So was that very much what the whole area was like?
Yes. Yes, it was all covered in bush, gum trees mainly, stringy bark, a few white gums. The few areas have been retained as forests. One on the outskirts of the town, Jancourt Forest, is still there to show people what it used to look like. And that's about it.
So how quickly did the town get started then, from those initial beginnings? How quickly did it grow?
Pretty quickly. It hasn't grown to any great size, but it's always been a busy little town. It was once part of the Greater Hamdenshire, and in 1895 Heytesbury was annexed from Hamden and we formed our own shire, and that advanced the south very much because it wasn't seen as the best place to be in the Greater Hamdenshire, so it was a bit neglected. But once they started on their own, the rail came through from Camberdown to Timboon, and things advanced. There were timber and lime, and it did grow very quickly, and it's maintained that interest. It's a busy little town, lots happen.
The town centre itself then, looking at it today, there are still obviously some old buildings, there are echoes I guess of some of the past. What was this town centre like when it first got going?
Our historical society's got lots of old pictures and things, and some of the buildings are still as they were then. The one across from where we're sitting now is a local news agency, I guess, the printing, the old Cobden Times office. It was just a town consisting of wooden shop buildings. A few of them do still remain. It's never been a huge town. I guess the nicest building in the town are the two hotels. Church of England's a very nice building because they were built from bricks. Cobden had a brick kiln. And the local pub was built in 1904 from Cobden bricks.
Now you mentioned there are a couple of hotels. Was there a time when there were more hotels, or when the town was more along those sort of lines, perhaps?
There was a hotel built at Bostock's Creek. The Grand Central was built by the Thompson family. And the Cobden Hotel, which is now a B&B, it was built a few years later. But the hotels were always only a couple. There was one, as I said, at Bostock's, and there was another, and we can't quite work out where it was. But there was a huge protest about licensing. Dr. Curdy and his followers would not allow things to be licensed, and there was big arguments. But anyway, they've won out. And now we have the one pub and a licensed golf club and a licensed bowling green.
So what was... Or has there been a heyday, perhaps, for Cobden, a time at which it was really, you could walk down the main street, all the shops were full, it was really sort of thriving?
Yeah, there used to be Friday used to be Cobden's day. The sale yards were here, all the farmers would come into town, The blokes would go to watch the cattle sales and the women and do the shopping. But that's just how life's changed. All country towns have had that and lost it. I suppose, yeah, well, Cobden's always been vibrant because of the dairying industry.
In terms of population, though, was there a time when it might have peaked, or are we there now?
No, we're just slowly growing. Yeah, I reckon we're about 1,500 in the town now, 1,400, 500, it says on the board coming in. But the area with the closely settled farms is probably about 3,000 people in our greater area that's Cobden services. It's never been a roaring success. We used to have picture theatres and dances and such things, but that's what happens in the country. The people get motor cars, and we have lots of churches in Cobden. I'm not quite sure why, but we do have lots of denominations. They still go. I don't know how well, but don't think they have them crowding out the door. But it's always been a little town, and I guess it always will be.
There's also, of course, these days the I don't know what the official name for it is, but that day, the Cobden Festival.
Yes, we have a spring festival, which it has been proved very successful. It's had its highs and lows, but no, it's in October, and it's very good.
Now, as someone who was born here, then, what was it like when you were growing up? What are your memories of Cobden as a little girl?
Well, the most wonderful thing, to my way of thinking, that Cobden had was the swimming pool. We lived on a farm 2.25 miles outside town. We walked to school, as did every other kid. Unless you were outside the boundaries, there was no assistance with getting to school. Some kids had bikes whose parents were financial enough to provide them. But most kids walked to school or rode ponies. It was okay. We'd go home and milk and come down to the pool again at night. And to me, the swimming pool was wonderful. We've always had a beaut footy team, and that's been good, and a cricket team. And, it's been a good place.
What holds it together these days, then? It's obviously the dairy is still very strong. Is it the sort of place where there's still a very strong sense of community?
Yes, it is the community that holds Cobden together. Without it, we'd be dead.
Just finally, I guess, for people who might be coming to visit the town or might be sort of passing through, obviously there are those big attractions that we've mentioned, like the railway and so on. Are there other things that you would point people towards, or other things that you would suggest, if you've got the time, have a look at this?
Yes, well, there's Tenrook Park, where families meet and have picnics. That used to be the brick kiln site, and was then a rubbish tip, and then we formed it into a park, a botanical park, which is lovely, opposite the hospital. And there's an aged care facility, a community house really on the edge of that where people live. The creeks, the walks on the railway walk, there's a group of people have restored the railway track, and there's a walk which goes from Narragut through Cobden and down to Chimboon along the railway. Lots of people come here to that. You can ride your bike or whatever. But there's just the general district and people who like to see the history of the place and the surrounding. Simpson, where the Hatchery settlement was, is a very interesting historical display out there. And the Hatchery settlement's wonderful to see the farms and to read about it, because that was an enormous scheme and it was hugely successful.